Welcome to the Bubbles Brunchcast with your hosts, Aaron and Kayla.
Hello, hello. Thank you for joining us today here on Bubbles Brunchcast. I'm your host, Aaron Ambergy.
And Kayla Maynard.
And today we have a fun topic for you. We're going to go over what expensive thing we bought that was 100% worth it. Kayla, you go first.
My God, my litter robot. It is... I'm sure you just heard my husband in the background hitting his head on the chandelier because I heard it through my headphones. Sorry about that. He's real tall and chandeliers are not. Anyway.
I thought I heard an ow.
Ow. After a little crash. Yeah, we love him. I fit in this house. Not everybody does, though. But
the favorite. Not the Giants.
No, not the Giants. But I have two of those. My litter robot. It's my favorite thing in my house, including the one who just hit his head on the chandelier in the other room. And as much as I love him, it was like $600, I think, which is a lot for a litter box. But for me, I have two cats. Mm-hmm. One is super old. Well, not super old. She's 10, but she acts like she's super old. And Salem is about 4 now, I want to say. Mm-hmm. But he's a big boy. Like, he's... A hoss cat. Yeah, like, he stands up on his back legs, and he's every bit of up to my hips, because he just is he's a long boy and a chonky boy.
Yeah.
He's large. So he had issues with, like, fitting in litter boxes. So every now and again, I would buy, like, a $50 litter box here to try it out, see if it would fit and work for him. So he would stop peeing outside of it, like, not even meaning to. He would be in it, trying to pee in it, and just accidentally pee over the side.
Oh, man.
Like, whatever.
And cat pee's the worst, like, for the smell.
So bad. And blech. I bought one of those cabinets that you can put it in to, like, you know.
Mask it.
Keep it hidden. Like, yeah. Keep the litter box itself hidden, because I have a dog who likes to dig for treats in litter boxes. It's awful.
Yeah, I had a dog that did that, too. Snuffy.
When they come up to a litter and they're bare and you're like, yeah, oh, you're like, no. No. why? But... I literally asked my vet if there's something missing from her diet that I could give her to stop her from that. No, sometimes they just do that. No.
Yep. They just do that.
How do I make it stop? But, like, and he had accidents. Like, eventually I had to throw two of those away, and they were $100. And, like, went through 5 or 6 different litter boxes trying to figure out what would work for him. And it was, eventually it would have, it was probably added up to about the same of what I spent on the litter robot.
Yeah.
It comes with an app. You just use any regular 13-gallon trash bags, and it'll tell you when it needs to be refilled. You wipe out the inside once a month, and, like, it does everything for you. It's so great.
No scooping.
It sets a timer. So, like, it's brilliant. They sit in there, and then it, like, senses that they're in there. And then, like, you can set it for, like, 7 and 15 minutes after they go out for it to, like, clump, because you have to use clumping the litter. It also saves on litter, too. Like,
yeah.
It's cut my litter bill down to, like, 20, like, a quarter of what I was spending.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because they don't kick as much out of it.
Yeah.
And then they don't pack it through my house as much. It's helped with litter scatter, which is something that Steven, anybody hates, really. But, like, he's very texturally challenged.
He's got sensory.
Yeah. So if he, like, feels it on his feet, he, like, loses it and has to scrub everything in that room to make it stop. And God forbid if he packs it into the bed and it touches, a sheet or something, which that's gross anyway. But, it's really great. It does the swirl on its own, tells you when it's done. It has, like, a little timer that'll let it clump, and then...
That's awesome. I want one.
So they say to, like, transition your cat. So, like, put it in the place that, like, the old litter box already was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good for multiple cats, too, because, like, with multiple cats, you usually have to have, like, multiple litter boxes. So they each have their own, like, little space. But they both... They stared at it a little bit when it first did its couple of rounds, and they're like, I'm not sure about it, but they both love it.
Good.
They don't do the scratchy thing that they used to do on the old one, or he's not missed. There's less litter scatter, there's steps and stuff, which I might have to get the ramp for Maddie eventually
when
she gets a little bit older.
Yeah.
But I'm already probably going to have to get, like, a ramp for my bed for one of my dogs, so I'm just going to have a house full of ramps.
I understand. I've got all senior pets.
Yeah. Oh, and you have stairs, too. Ooh.
I live in a split level.
Yeah.
And Luna's...
And your back door stairs, too.
Yep. And Luna's tore both of her back ACLs.
She's had the surgeries on both.
On both, yeah.
I love her little floofy heart. It's faced out there.
Sorry.
You back?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just making sure you're okay.
Yeah, sorry. Spaced out.
I do it daily. If it's not like hourly.
It's the ADHD, but that's okay.
I feel that I had coffee. I found out that, so the large vanilla iced coffees or whatever that you can get from McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
You can get them decaf.
Oh.
Like, they don't, they're not decaf, but, like, you can tell them I want a large decaf iced coffee with vanilla and put it in ice.
That's cool.
So that was my morning. It's a little, hence why this room has been torn apart. No, we're podcasting in today, so I could organize it. You know, you had to tear it down and build it back up. But, yeah. No, I highly recommend a litter robot, though.
Okay. We have two litter boxes because we got two cats, mm-hmm. and I have to scoop them out.
It sucks.
It sucks. And then whenever, trying for a baby for years. Whenever I get pregnant, you can't scoop litter boxes. Mm-hmm. Chris isn't great about remembering to scoop them. So I'm like,
so that just means something else on your list to like remind him about, or as they call it, nagging.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I've not heard him say that specifically, but I.
But, you know.
I have a Steven.
You have a husband. You get it.
His memory's trash. I know. Did you really know? No.
You sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
You sure about that?
Don't you lie to me now. What was yours, though?
Mine?
Yes.
My expensive item that was 100% worth it?
Yes.
LASIK.
Yeah.
It was $4,000.
But you had yours in, like, the height of COVID, though, didn't you?
I had it in March or April of 2021.
So, like, right after.
Still COVID-y out.
Yeah.
We had to wear a mask and surgery.
We had to return to office for a little bit, right?
Yeah.
But not long.
And, I was back in office, and I asked my boss, I said, can I work from home on the off chance I can't drive to,
Yeah, because of the dilation. They have to dilate your eyes pretty good, don't they?
I think so. I don't know.
You're like, I was asleep.
Just on the off chance I can't drive to work on Monday. And he said, yeah, that's fine. I was fine. I drove myself to my appointment the next day.
Oh, that's nice.
The follow-up appointment.
Yeah.
At like 7 a.m. And Chris is still on night, so he didn't want to wake up that early.
Yeah.
Which is fair. But I was fine. And like the whole thing took 15 minutes, and now I can see from going into the room to get the laser shot in my eye to leaving.
Wow.
15 minutes.
That's not bad at all.
But it was funny. I thought I had to sneeze. I felt like I had to sneeze during it. So I was plugging my nose, and they're like, ma'am, you need to sit still. And I was like, I feel like I have to sneeze, and I cannot think of a worse time to sneeze. The choop.
Laser goes up your forehead. No, that would have. Oh my god, I can't. No, I can't imagine a worse time to have to sneeze. I hate sneezing when I'm driving, let alone having a laser in my eyeball.
Right. Mm.
I'm like, oh god, no! Like gripping the steering wheel, like.
Yeah. No. So I was pinching my nose to try and keep it from happening, and it was fine though.
You can see now.
I can see now.
No
yeah.
No contacts or glasses.
No, none, zero. And
are you still gonna have to wear like glasses when you get older, though?
I might have to wear readers.
Yeah, that's what.
Because like usually everybody does eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But oh well.
I mean, yeah, it's totally worth.
Like when I'm 45.
Yeah, you have the mask fog thing going on.
Yes, that's what pushed me over the edge. I had been thinking about it for years.
But you're like, screw this.
And then I kept getting late mask fog. Yeah. Mask fog over my glasses. I was like, forget this. I am going to get laser shot into my eyeballs to get this done. And I would do it again.
In a heartbeat.
Yes.
Yeah.
You should consider LASIK.
Yeah. Honestly, I think if out of the two of us, I would push Steven to have it before me because his eyesight is the worst I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. That means he might not be a good candidate.
That's true.
But the consults are free.
Yeah. So, like, if he puts his glasses down, like, okay, you can't see this, people at home. But, like, less than 6 inches away from where his face is, he can't see them if he goes, like, one more inch away.
Yeah.
So, like, God forbid in the mornings, if he puts them on his nightstand, and like one of the cats moves them,
yeah,
God forbid they get knocked off in the floor, I have to find them the next morning.
Or he's like scrabbling around like Velma, like, on Scooby-Doo.
Like,
I can't see without my glasses. Yeah. I get
face
it.
Face down, ass up, looking for them eyeballs.
My eyesight wasn't that bad, but it's still.
I'll ask him about like an outfit if I'm getting dressed in the room or something. He's like, I can't see you. You're just a blur.
You're like, oh.
Okay. Let me waddle closer.
Put your glasses on, sir.
I'll literally be like, put them on your face. Get them on your face.
And I remember he probably would love it if it was a good candidate. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
No, I'll have to get him a consultation, though, because that sounds amazing.
And I got mine done at Commonwealth Eye Surgery, but like LASIK Plus. Yeah, huh? Right near my house. Off of the corner of Alexandria and Harrodsburg.
Yeah. I know that there's one on the green, I think.
LASIK Plus?
I think so.
Yeah.
Over by Comedy Off Broadway? Or maybe that was lip filler. I was looking into lip filler.
That's probably lip filler. Because I think LASIK Plus is by Trader Joe's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was a lip filler over by the Comedy Off Broadway then.
So LASIK Plus might be a little cheaper, but they were closed during COVID.
Hmm.
I thought about going to Cincinnati to LASIK Plus.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
Yeah, that would be like a long drive on the way back because you have to have like those big old sunglasses on your face.
Yeah, you wear goggles with like little holes poked in them. They look stupid, but
it's for the safety of your eyeballs.
Right, so, you need them.
You have like an open wound, basically.
Yeah, and we got out of it. My appointment was like 7 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We got out of LASIK of my surgery, and my eyes were
sensitive.
Very sensitive. Like, I had the goggles on, and I put sunglasses over them, and I pulled my hoodie over my eyes.
Oh.
And I was like, why is the sun so loud?
Oh, my God. Okay, so that makes me think of that video of Taylor Swift after she had some yes. in her eyes. She was, like, trying to eat the banana.
Eat a banana.
And Rob's like, don't cry. She was just missing her mouth a banana. She's like, I didn't want that one. I snapped its head off. Does I have a head? I saw that the other day, and I was like, aw.
That's so funny. I know. They put it on, like, the Jimmy Tonight Fallon, Show. Yeah,
Jimmy Fallon. I'm like, Jimmy! Her mom sent it to him, though, so that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like some shit my mom would do.
Someone put it on TikTok. They're like, hey, someone should dress up like that for the Eras tour. Like her with the goggles and the...
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, and give her, like, a little brace. Aw.
Yeah.
So cute. I love that.
Ew.
I think if she comes back around, I might go next time. Yeah.
Well, she's coming back in 2024. I tried to get tickets to Indianapolis, and...
That was a no-go.
I didn't get a code.
Oh, no. Don't you have to, like, wait in line, like, online?
Yes.
Forever?
I had to literally wait online all night, all day. Oh, not all night. All day. Luckily, I was working from home, so I could, like...
Refresh and move the jiggle the mouse.
Jiggle the mouse. It works.
Jiggle this mouse with your elbow while you're like typing over here.
Taylor Swift. In the queue. But we got the tickets. Megan and I went. It was amazing.
I'd say so. I'm not even like a true Swiftie, but I think it would be an experience because I've heard nothing but good things about her concerts.
I mean, she puts on a hell of a show. That was by far my favorite concert I've ever been to.
So that would be something decent to totally worth it then.
Yes, yeah, that's another
totally worth it.
Very expensive, but totally worth it was Taylor Swift tickets. Those, the full disclosure, were $800.
Yeah, that's not, honestly, that's not.
But we were right on the floor.
Yeah, it's not so bad.
And then we stayed.
Not what I would have expected more, honestly.
We stayed 2 nights in a hotel,
mm-hmm.
about 20 minutes from Cincinnati.
I don't know.
But it took us like an hour to get there with traffic coming back.
I bet it was so busy.
Usually I'm a let's leave a little early to avoid traffic girl, but not this, like, not for that. Taylor's. Yeah, exactly.
We'll stay to the last second.
Until the last.
I understand.
For the price we paid, yeah, we're staying.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm getting every minute of this show.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I thought there would be an encore. I mean, why did I want an encore? She sang like 50 songs. But like they played Karma.
Mm-hmm.
Karma is my boyfriend. And blah, blah, blah. And the second it was over, they flipped on the lights on the stadium. They're like, get the hell out.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I was at the Bengals Stadium in Cincinnati.
Oh, my God. That is a big stadium, though.
And it was packed.
Yeah. I mean, they sell out. Like, her tickets sell out, don't they?
Like that.
Super fast. Yes. Yeah. Like, that's... I would... That's so many people, though.
Yeah. And there wasn't a single empty seat.
My anxiety could never. I mean, I'm going to try one day, but so far it hasn't.
We could do it.
So many people.
It's worth it.
Yeah, that's why I was like, it will. I will, because it sounds amazing. I'm not, like I said, I'm not even a true Swiftie, like, but the experience itself is what it would be.
And if you're ever going to the Eras Tour, I recommend you make friendship bracelets to trade with people.
Yeah, you said that you did that.
I made
also,
like,
the outfits look super cute.
Yes, dress up, make friendship bracelets. I made a TikTok about this. My top 4 Eras Tour tips.
Mm-hmm.
Make friendship bracelets.
Yes.
Because it's amazing. You get to trade. I got like 40 before the show even started. And I made like 70.
Oh.
Yeah. But I had to cover Megan's trades. She only made 1 and kept it. So I had to cover her trades for the friendship bracelets.
I love that so much.
But like it was fun to make them and like,
yeah,
like soothing kind of.
Yeah. It's fun. You're in my craft room right now.
Yeah.
So it's there's a 6-foot wall of glitter right there.
Yes.
Staring at you.
Literally. So
it's like lurking.
And I'm not that crafty, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and
I loved craft.
What else did I say? Wear sunscreen. I forgot ours and I burnt.
Yeah.
Like on my clavicle.
Oh, yeah. Because you had the pretty pink dress on.
Yeah. And my pink
romper.
Yeah. And
I always think that they're dresses.
Oh, close enough. What was the other one? Oh, plan out bathroom breaks.
Yeah.
So like
you don't miss your favorite song.
So you don't miss your favorite song. Like look
the
at the set.
Lines are gonna be crazy.
Look at the set list.
Oh my god, I love that they give a set list.
Well, they don't give it. I googled it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even online, because that's what I did when we went to. We took the boy to see 21 Pilots years ago, because that used to be, like, his favorite band
yeah.
for a little while. And he wasn't feeling well, so I, like, looked it up to see, like, how far into the show we were.
Yeah.
So, like, he could decide if he wanted to leave early or not.
Did he have to leave early?
I think we were pretty well. We made it pretty well through the whole thing, but.
That's good.
Yeah.
Was he okay?
Yeah, he would just had, like.
Vertigo
or something.
Oh,
yeah,
that's not good.
Love his little heart. That was when he was like 11 or 12, though. So that's
oh, okay.
That's he's
now he's 17.
No. Oh my god. Yeah. Anyway, I'm old, but yeah, I love when they do that, so you can kind of see where you're at. And yeah, it's like that's a really good point. Plan out your bathroom breaks so you're not like, missing your favorite song.
Yeah. Or else, if you go before the show starts, the line is literally a mile long in the women's room.
Probably because everybody had the same idea.
Yeah. Like, oh, I better pee before the show starts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially if they had to drive half an hour or longer to get there in the first place. So they probably already had to go.
Yeah.
Instead of holding... Sorry. Instead of just holding it and waiting until, like, a song that they don't like comes on.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I love almost all the songs. It's just, like, I picked my least favorite and went during that. So.
Somebody's somewhere. Someone's door. It's not my
it's
door.
It's me.
My door's over there. I hear it.
I'm the problem. It's me.
There's
so what else was your
front door?
What else was super expensive but super worth it?
I don't tend to spend a lot of money at one chunk.
Yeah.
But I'd say like I've been redoing my wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it's a lot of money that I've put into my wardrobe. But it's, like, little pieces. Like, I've recently turned into a Stacey and Clinton. Like, I've always loved What Not to Wear.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I've finally sunk in. I spent, like, $1,500 redoing my closet
recently.
Yeah, because I found a vintage store that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wanted to dress more vintage. And finally, I'm just like, I'm old enough. I don't have to care what people say about me. I should have never really cared what people say about me. So I'm dressing for myself.
Yeah.
So that's been something that I think has been totally worth it. Steven could care less. Our bills are still paid and whatever.
Yeah.
But it's definitely been expensive. It's probably over $1,500 at this point, honestly. But it's just been over the past like 6 months, I want to say, of me putting money into my closet.
I mean, it's better than
and
like
shoes.
Fast fashion.
Like Shein and
Shein.
Stuff. Yeah. Which, I mean, I love some of their pieces too, because you can find some like vintagey or not vintage, really some retro like 20s
looking.
Early 2000s and stuff like that, 1990s
yeah
stuff on there, like looking esque
And don't get me wrong, I like Shein, mm-hmm. and I know it's
really popular.
It's popular, but like
Temu's trying to edge it out, from what I hear. But
I like Temu, but Temu's kind of sketchy. They are. There's a lawsuit against Temu for data mining.
Damn, they've not even been out that long.
Nope. Not really.
Data mining is also bad. But no, Unique Vintage out of California.
Okay.
Where I've been getting a lot of my, they're not legit unique, but they're fashion, they're like pieces that are that styled in like unique eras, I guess.
I have to look so, that
like,
up.
The 50s and stuff. The 50s, 60s, and 70s is more like my era for clothing lately.
But I need the plus sizes, so.
They have plus sizes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They have anything from an extra small to like a 3 or 4X.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
I like Shein for bathing suits, too.
I have not had good luck with Shein bathing suits because, mm-hmm. I mean, I order the largest size I can. I think I'm like a large or a 1X. Depending on the top or the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am Hobbit, but also...
She's top heavy.
Just a wee bit. Disproportional on my person.
Not disproportional. You're just top heavy.
I am.
Nothing wrong with that.
But I don't like that some of their bottoms, or most of their bottoms, go up your ass crack. I just don't like that.
No, that's not fun.
I got my latest bathing suit. Hello, words today. A bathing suit from Unique Vintage, and it's like a one-piece leopard with like some ruching and like little capelet sleeves, and
that sounds pretty.
It really, and it sucks everything in, so it's not compression, but it's compression.
Yeah, it's like
so I can be comfortable just flopped out in the sun.
Yes,
slathered in sunscreen.
Well, we both have pools, so I feel like I need a ton of bathing suits. Well, yeah, I don't have, like, need technically a ton of bathing suits, but it's nice to have.
Yeah, because you could just like leave one hanging and then go out the next
get another
day.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've started collecting them since we moved into this house with the pool.
That and Amazon, I'll get my suits on.
That one that you have from Amazon, I was like, that's really cute.
There's a few on Shein that I've got my eye on.
I like a good one piece or a two piece with like a high waist.
Yeah, I like the high waisted two pieces. Yeah. That's my jam.
Yeah, I do not have a full fupa, but I am fupa-esque.
Yeah, I've got a full fupa and stretch marks. So I've liked them forever, though, for years. I like their flattering.
I like coverage. I'm also one that, like, you know,
yeah.
For years I wore, like, a camisole under every single shirt that I wore because I wanted a little extra layer of coverage.
Yeah.
Up until, like, I think actually this year, but, like, within the last 12 months, but.
Nothing wrong with that.
But, because I started that in middle school. When I had a jock threw a french fry on the back of my jeans because low-waisted jeans were a thing and everyone's ass crack was out, and a dude threw a french fry down the back of my jeans in middle school, and I was like, well, I'm putting a cami on.
Yep.
My ass crack is...
Yep.
Shouldn't have been out in the first place. That should have never been fashion.
That should have never happened. Those
ever.
Low-rise jeans.
And you should have never done it. The pants should have never done it. My ass should have never been out.
Right.
Especially in middle
All
school.
All of it. All of it.
I shouldn't have made such a thing in such a small size, like, for children.
Yes.
No.
With the zipper, like, 3 inches tall.
If that. Yeah, you were lucky.
Like.
And then, like, the baby pockets that you couldn't fit a quarter
in. Yes.
That's still bullshit.
Can't fit your chapstick in there.
It's such bullshit.
And that's so funny. I'm, like, high-waisted. Like, if I could clip them to my bra, I would.
That would be great. I would love that. Like, and just, like, tuck a tiny little crop top into it or something.
Yeah.
Because it's not technically a crop top if it touches your jeans. I'm just saying.
True that. But my, I don't know what I was going to say. Words.
High-waisted.
Oh, apparently Gen Z is trying to bring back low-rise jeans. And we're like, do you know what we did for you guys?
The audacity.
You just might as well spit in our faces because... We
shut our ass cracks so that you could have, like, coverage.
Yes.
And actual pockets.
Yes.
Pockets.
You know what we went through for you? Yeah.
Oh, my God. We went through the, the popped collars on the polo shirts.
Oh,
layered.
Yeah. Yes.
Polo shirts and the foundation on the lips.
I was going to say concealer on the lips.
Yeah.
Yes.
The sequin purses.
Oh, yeah.
From hell.
They look like trash bags but with sequins on them.
Yes.
Now, I'm sure we'll look back and laugh at our fashion choices today. But, right, but
those, you know, were our fashion choices.
But that is funny. Like, no, I meant like
from right now.
Right now. Like,
oh, I'm just going to be like, 20 I years was in sweatpants and comfortable. Who gives a shit?
I mean, yeah, I was, sure. Not much to laugh at. Just jeans. Mine mostly jeans and t-shirts, sweatshirts.
Yeah.
Sweaters.
Super simple. I mean, I wear, like I said, some of the vintage stuff that I wear, but.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, and everything comes back in style eventually. Yeah,
my mom, when we were in high school, mom's like, I wish I would have kept some of my stuff from the 80s. It looks like it's coming back. And I'm like, first off, I'm a hobbit. It wouldn't fit. but second off, you should have done that.
Yeah. Yeah, everything.
We could have hemmed it. No.
my mom was like, I was wearing my duck boots, or I asked for duck boots for Christmas or something one year.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, I wish I'd have kept my duck boots.
Aww.
She's like, they're always... They come. I had a pair.
Back. Everything's cyclical.
Yeah. So, that's fun.
That's because some of the stuff that we liked when we were like in our early teens or whatever,
yeah,
in our formative years. Good God, we're the ones making money now, so they're catering to us. Like, you go into Target and you're gonna find cargo pants, like,
yeah,
women's cargo pants, and like the huge, like the wide leg pants that I have that are black.
Yeah.
Those are coming back. Those are back. I mean, I bought them at Old Navy.
Yeah. Do you like them?
I love them. They're actually my favorite pants.
I'm pretty stubborn about getting rid of my... I'm not giving up my skinny jeans.
Well, skinny jeans just look great on everybody. Like, I still have skinny jeans, but I've also added in tweed pants and my cargo pants and stuff like that. But all that stuff's coming back because we're the ones with money now.
Yeah.
So they're like...
Better cater to the ones with the credit card.
Cater to the ones that'll sit on that lawn for us.
Yep.
Keep us in business, though. I think that really helps.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I guess that about wraps us up. Thank you for joining us. Unless you have anything to add. Make sure to like, subscribe, follow us on Insta, Facebook, and TikTok, at Bubbles Brunchcast. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, corrections, or do you want to tell us what your favorite splurge was? Let us know. bubblesbrunchcast@gmail.com. Thanks. Bye. Bye.
Well, that was the last call for this episode of the Bubbles Brunchcast. Please subscribe and tune in next time. We will be serving it up all over again. Enjoy your week.